Parshas Hazinu. First pasuk starts off, Hazinu HaShemayim Vadaberu. Hey, you should listen, give ear, the Shemayim, and I will speak to you, the Sishma Oretz Imrefi, and the earth should listen to Imrefi, to the words of my mouth. Now, this Parsha of Hazinu is really called the Shira, that the Parsha before in Vayelech, the pasuk said, V'yata Kisvu Lechem Es HaShira Hazois, that you should write down now the Shira, V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael, and Simo b'fiyim l'mantiyuli ha-shira ha-zois, liyei b'nei Yisrael. That this Shira should be for witness to b'nei Yisrael. And Rashi before brought down that ha-shira ha-zois means ha-zinu ha-shamayim, ad v'chip rad mosa imoy. That even though from this pasuk we learn out the mitzvah saseh to write a Sefer Torah, that's kisvu l'chem ha-shira ha-zois, we learn out it means to write the whole Sefer Torah. But what the pasuk really means is that you should write down the Shira of the Parsha of Hazinu. And the Mefarshim say that the Pshat is the Hazinu is a very, very important part of the Torah. It's the Ikka of the Torah. And therefore, when it says that it puts the mitzvah of writing down the whole Sefer Torah, it puts it down in the Lashon of Kisu Lechem Es HaShira HaZois. The main thing is to write down the Shira, Klai Yisrael should know it very well. We just said, like, so Pasuk ends off. And when Moshe did it, it says, that since Moshe Rabbeinu went to write down the Shira, he already wrote it complete. He put the whole Sefer Torah down together. And really, like the pasuk said before, then by Yelech it said, when bad things are going to happen to Klal Yisrael, they should read this Shira in front of them. So Rashi says, "Once Hashira means she is received the Seicha, Akolam Mitzoy Soisi, that I warned you already about everything that's going to happen to you." In other words, the Indian of this Indian of Hazinu, this Shira is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu goes through the history of Klai Yisrael from the beginning until the end, to what's going to be Afilu Ad Yemosa Mashiach, everything that's going to happen to Klai Yisrael. Right, to know the Hashkochas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, He made us an Am Yisrael, He brought us into Eretz Yisrael, and when we do the mitzvahs, we'll live in Eretz Yisrael, and when we don't do the mitzvahs, we'll be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. As if to say, even when bad things happen to us, we can't complain to have any tainas against Hashem. Everything says in the Shira exactly why it happens, the reason why Hashem is doing it to us, and when we do the mitzvahs, when we mekayim the Torah, that's when we'll be b'sholem and b'shalva in Eretz Yisrael, where we should be. Now the pasuk also said, pasuk chavav was at the end of Vayelech, that l'koyach es a sefer haTorah hazeh, you take this sefer Torah v'samte moisoi mitzad aroin bris Hashem l'keichem ho yisham b'chol yed. Take this one sefer Torah and put it on the side of the urn. And the Medrash says over here in this pasuk that b'yosi yoyim Shel Shiva Biyadr. It's the last day Moshe was alive. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu Kosav Yud Gimel Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu that day wrote 13 Sefer Torahs. Mishnei Moshe Shvatim, he wrote 12 for the different Shvatim. The Koral Choshevet Veshevet Vechichon Veziron Ala Torah. He read the Sefer Torah to every single Shevet and warned them and told them to be careful to be Mekayim the Torah. The mitzvahs that when they gave it to the men, he told separately to the men, and to the women he told separately. Then the Sefer Torah, and then one Sefer he put on the side of this Sefer. So the kids, Moshe Rabbeinu's last day of his life, he wrote 13 different Sefer Torahs and gave them out to warn Klal Yisrael to make sure to be Mekayim the Torah. Now the Rabbeinu Bechaya says in the beginning of this Parsha of Hazinu here that these last few Parshas, Moshe Rabbeinu said them all the last day of his life, on Zayin Badr. That's when he wrote the Parsha of Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim, Hayoim, Hayoim means his last day of his life, then Vayelech, then he wrote the whole Parsha of Hazinu, and then he wrote Zayis HaBrocha. All this Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last day of his life, as if to say now he's warning Klal Yisrael, he's giving them the last echocha to make sure that with this they'll be able to go through the rest of their life and the rest of the world, like we said, Hazinu starts off with the beginning and ends off with Yemais HaMashiach. And just for a little Hakdomo, Rabbeinu Bachai explains that the Indian of this Shir is like this, that at the beginning, so it says, Tahanchil Elyon Goyim Kloimar, Shinchil Elyon Es Umois Ve'Fridem L'Shoinom, Loibocha Bechelkoi, Mikulam Kim Yisrael. That at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the nations, and He only chose Klai Yisrael, Zel Kichelak Hashem Amoi, Kimotzam Derech HaMidbar, Mokam Toyi V'Liloi Yistanim, Neyana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found us in the Midbar, and He protected us, and did all the chasodim that Hashem brought us through the Midbar. And then the Pesukim said that we forgot this, and we did Averis, and Tsuyilot Choteshi, Yakniyeyu Bezorim, and because of the Averis that we did, that the Goyim came, and brought Tsaros upon us, but at the end it says, Vomnim Osadu Linokim Yerushoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take back Nekama from the Rishoyim, to give them back the punishment what they deserve, and the Yosra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shikach Mem Din Amoy. And Zel, that's what the end of the Shirit says, Ki Yodin Hashem Amoy, V'yizkul Lehem Midas Rachmim, V'mizeh Koran Amoy V'yavod, Shrei Ad Ato Hoyu Avdi Yishmel V'keid, before they were doing worshiping the Goyim. V'yomaru Ato Ki Ani Hashem, Ani Hu, Ki Ad Kan Hoyu Divrei Moshe. It's up until now Moshe Rabbeinu was talking, like telling Klai Yisrael the whole history of what's going to happen. V'yato, at the end of the Shirit is Yedabru Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch himself is talking. V'yavtiachu b'yatzmoi v'yavtoch ha'gula ha'asidah. HaKadosh Baruch himself is telling us that in Mitzvah Hashem there will be the come Yemais HaMashiach. V'nishpa le HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore about this. And Zel, that's what the Pasuk says at the end. Ki eso el shemayim yodai. I'll lift up to the shemayim hands lift to make a shvua. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in Mitzvah Hashem at the end bring the gula shleimah. And that's the way the Shira ends off. That v'yoma v'chifra admos yama kleinar. At the end of Via Kapora Shleima for the Klai Yisrael and for the people that are living in Eretz Yisrael. Now the first Rashi brings down Hazinu Hashemayim. Rashi says, Shani Masra Behem B'Yisrael. I am warning Klai Yisrael. V'si Eidim Badovran. I want to have Eidim. There should be Eidim here. Shekachamati Lehem Sha'atem Tiyu Eidim. That the Shemayim and Doret, they should be Eidim that I'm warning Klai Yisrael. And the Chayim Vesish Moritz, he says, Rashi explains, V'lom Ha'ed Bem Shemayim Boritz, why did Moshe Rabbeinu make the Edom here, the witnesses, the Shemayim and Doritz? His Oma Moshe, Moshe said like this, Ani Bos of Adom, L'mocher Ani Meis. Moshe Rabbeinu knew this is the last day of his life. Tomorrow is going to be Meis. Im Yom Yul Yisro Loi Kibal Nivaleinu Abris, Mi Bo Machishim. If later times, Klai Yisro won't accept upon them the Bris, they won't be Mekayim the Torah, Who's going to come and tell them they're not doing it? The Fika Chayiv Dem Shemayim Voritz. Therefore, I'm making witnesses the Shemayim and Voritz. Eidim Shein Kayom Leilam. These Eidim, the Shemayim Voritz, they'll always be here. That's one shot. Then Rashi says, V'yoid, Shem Yizchu Yavoyu Eidim V'yit Mischorim. If Klai Yisrael does do the mitzvahs, then the Shemayim will give the schar. Hagefen Teyapiri Yavoritz Titen Yavula. V'ashemayim Yitem Talam. In other words, then the Shemayim Boretz will produce. There'll be produce from the ground. There'll be rain from the Shemayim. What about the Mischaivu? Let's say Klai Yisrael doesn't do the Torah, doesn't do the mitzvahs. Tiyabem Yad Reitim Tchila. Then they'll have the punishment first. The Yotzeres HaShemayim Lo Yiyamoto V'Adom Lo Titin Eshivula. There won't be any rain. There won't be any produce growing from the ground. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu made Eidus to Shemayim Boretz as if to say, they themselves will come and give us the einish if we don't, and give us the reward if we do. This is Rashi's second pshat. The question is, what is Rashi's first pshat? That Istam says, I'm making Eidim here, the Shemayim Voritz, since they'll always be around. But I call upon him, how could they say Eidus? What is the Eidus of the Shemayim Voritz, if not for the second pshat that Rashi says, that they'll come and give us the schar, give us the reward? Like, how else would they be Eidim telling us if we do something wrong? And the pshat is, like Rashi always brings down, that Yom HaShishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with Ma'aseh Breishis. I'm creating the world. But the world will only be in existence if Klai Yisrael is Mekabel the Torah, and if they're Mekayim the Torah. Like it's brought down, if Lenny be 1 second of the world, that there be nobody learning the Torah, nobody doing any mitzvahs, the world will turn back to be Tohu Vavohu. In other words, because we do the mitzvahs, that the world is in existence. The Shemayim, the Shemesh, comes out because we are doing the mitzvahs. And really, Rav Aaron Zatzal, Rav Shiva Zatzal, used to say that's pshat in the first mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, that in Siman Aleph it says, Yizgave kari lamad baboika lavoides boiroi. You should get up in the morning strong like a lion to do avoides Hashem. And the mechaber says, Shehehu mo'oiru hashachar. You should be like waking up the shachar, the morning star. So you used to say, what do you mean you should wake it up? Shehehu mo'oiru hashachar. You should wake up the morning star. And he used to say, yes. The reason why the morning star, the reason why the sun is going to come out today is because Klai Yisrael are doing mitzvahs. So Mel, if you get up early in the morning and you start to do mitzvahs early in the morning, that gives a koyach she'yimoyru hashachar. You are waking up the morning star. You're waking up the sun. It's because we do the mitzvahs that the sun is in existence. So it comes out the mere fact there is a sun in existence, that's also edus, a proof that Klai Yisrael is doing the mitzvahs. Because they wouldn't be doing the Torah at all. Right away, the world would go back to be Toyu Vavo, there wouldn't be a world. So Rabbeinu Bechai explains here that a person is made out of a nefesh and a guf. His guf comes from this world, from the Yoritz. His nefesh, his neshama, comes from Shemayim. So if Moshe Rabbeinu now was warning us to be careful to use our both of them, Ha'azinu ha'shemayim v'adabera, he was talking to the Shemayim, and I'm listen to me. In other words, we have to realize that our neshama comes from Shemayim. That's the makor where we come from. Even though we're on this world right now, our guf is on this world, we have to do the mitzvahs on this world, but we have to work together. Our neshama and our guf have to work together. Like the makor of everything comes from Shemayim. That's where neshama comes from, and that's where neshama mitzvah shema go back to. And really, the thing that keeps it together, the Shemayim and Oretz, that's the Torah. The Taryag mitzvahs. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is now coming to warn Klal Yisrael to be Mekayim, the Taryag Mitzvahs. Like we know, the Torah, that's what keeps our Neshama, that's what keeps our Guf together, that's what keeps us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah came in our Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it down to this world. So even on this world, we could do things like the Pasuk says, Kimei HaShemayim HaLoretz. Supposed to have Himmeldike tag on this world. Even on this world also, we have to think about what's doing in the Shemayim. The Torah came in our Shemayim. So now that it's brought down to Boretz, now we say Loi b'Shemayim hi. We have to learn the Torah in this world. But we still have to realize where our Makor, where it comes from, is in the Shemayim. Then Pasuk Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ya'aroiv kamoto likhi. Hey, my words should drop like rain. Tiza katalim rossi. My speech should flow like dew. Like small rain upon the sprouts, and like showers upon the grass. And like Rashi says, Yara kamot alichi means, Zui yo edis, shetuidu. This is the edis that I'm telling you right now, Shani yomu b'fneichem, that Torah shenosati li Yisrael, the Torah that I gave to Klal Yisrael, Shi yichayim li'olam, that's always going to be in existence, the Torah. Just like the rain keeps the world in existence. In other words, we live because of the Torah. Some say more than that, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo now, that his word should go into us. Just like the rain goes into the Yoritz and produces the food because of that, the same thing Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo now, that his word should go into us, like rain goes into the ground and makes it grow. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us to grow also. Klal Yisrael should grow. The way we grow is with Torah. The more Torah we have, the more we grow, the more greater we become. And not only will we live because of it, but we'll have a better life. Just like the more rain you have, the better the crop will be. Now the Chofetz Chaim says over here that the Shemayim and Doris, the Shemayim goes on, Torah Shebeksav, and Doris goes on, Torah Shebapir. That's why it says, by motor, rain is something you could count, you could count the drops. That goes on Torah Shebeksav, we could count, we know how many mitzvahs we have, everything is counted. Ba'ashenkein Torah Shebapez, ein loy soif, ein loy gvul, that's like tau, like dew that comes down in Hashemayim, you can't count it, it's ein loy misper. That's by Torah Shebapez. Ba'ashenkein Torah Shebeksav, is a dove mesuyim, that's doyma tomato that could be counted. And then he goes to explain how come, like the Chura, if Torah Shebapeh has no Gvul, is so great, how come now people know Torah Shebapeh pretty good, But it comes to know Torah Shebichtav, to know the real pshat, know the psukim. Even Chazal sometimes say they don't know the exact pshat in the psukim. So it comes out that Torah Shebichtav really is more hidden to us than Torah Shebapev. And it brings down that it says in Tanam Dev Eliyo like that. And he says Kibeila Mazer is Nizgala Rak Hamor Shebatorah Shebapev. In this world, the light of the Torah Shebapev was given to us. Avla Moor Shebatorah Shebichtav. But the light for the Torah Shebichtav, Leinis Gal, wasn't uncovered to us yet. That we learn Torah Shebichtav, we don't really understand everything in it. That's what says in Torah of Eliyo. That the mitzvah Shem with Eliyo Anovi, Yemoisa Mashiach, then we'll really understand Klod the Pshatim in Torah Shebichtav. Right now is the Zgala, the Aura, Torah Shebapeh. That's why we work harder and understand more the Gemara, the Torah Shebapeh. Then the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, I should give back greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here Chazal dashed in two things. One thing Rashi brings down is that in the Beis Hamikdash, when we mention Hashem's name, we're supposed to answer back, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusai, Acha Brocha Shev HaMikdash. As when they say a Baruch in the Beis Hamikdash, it's HaVogel Elokeinu, we answer back, Baruch Shem Kvod. And that's from the Gemara in Yuma. Another Gemara in Brochas dashes from this Pasuk, but Om Rav Yehuda, Minayin the Baruchas HaTorah Lefuneh Min HaTorah. How do we know that before we go to learn Torah, there's a mitzvah essay to say Bruchas HaTorah, to say the Bracha, Shinema Widash in this Pasuk. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Hava Goydel Elokeinu. When we say Hashem's name, we have to give back Goydel, we have to make a Bracha to thank the Kodesh Bracha. So the question is, how do we see from this Pasuk Bruchas HaTorah, the song about Ki Shem Hashem Ekra? Like the Gemara in Yuma says, when we mention Hashem's name, in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to answer back a Shemach to say Baruch Shem. So how do we learn out from here? Bruchas HaTorah. And the Pshat is really the Ramban says in Lakdoma to Chumash that Kol HaTorah Kula Atzirufim of Shemus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all different ways of making up names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what the whole Torah is. Every single pasuk in the Torah is a way of just making up different combinations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So it comes out when the pasuk says Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when we mention Hashem's name, there's two ways to do it. True, one way is in the Beis HaMikdash, we mention the Shem HaMeforish. We mention Hashem's name, Hizikah name. And when we do that, that's one mitzvah to give back Shvach. But another way to mention Hashem's name is by learning Torah, like the Ramban says. By the fact we learn Torah, and the Torah is Hashem's names. The whole Torah is Tzirufim, putting different letters together to make different names of Hashem. So the Pshat is, Ki Shem Hashem Ekron, when we say out Hashem's name, when we say the Torah, it's over God the Lord Kenu. There's the mitzvah sesay to make a bracha before we go to learn Torah. And the Ramban explains Taki and Sefer Mitzvahs that the mitzvah medirayis is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give shvach vaydor, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He chose us from all the other nations to give us the Torah. And the Chiru, that's the bracha that we say, Hashem Baruch HaBonim Mikol HaAmim V'Nosalonu V'Sterosai Baruch HaTor Hashem Nosein HaTorah. That's like the Moran Bracha says, that's the Me'ula Sheva Brachas. And that's the pshat, that's the bracha, that's the midiraisa, because we're thanking and giving shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us at the Torah. Then the pasuk says, Ha'atzur, means the rock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is tomim, fa'oloi, ki chol drochav mishpat. His everything he's doing is perfect, and all his ways is judgment, ke'el emuna v'yei novel. Hashem is faithfulness, v'yei novel, doesn't do anything wrong. Tzadik v'yoshiru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzadik and upright. And Rashi explains that afa pi shuchozek kishemei bipronius aloivrei ritzoinoi, even though Hashem is strong when He gives the punishments to the people that do the averis, but loy b'shetef u'mevi kim b'din, He doesn't just let it out on them b'shetef in abundance, but only to exactly what they deserve afi din. Ki tamim po'oloi. Then Kela Muna means L'shalom L'tzadikim Tzikosim L'olam Abo. The tzadikim will receive their reward. If they don't receive it in this world, they'll receive it in L'olam Abo. V'yafa pi Shema'achar Es Tagmulam. Even though Hashem waits a little bit, He doesn't give them back their good in this world. Hashem has His reasons. But Soifar La'amin Es Dvarach will come at the end, Hashem will be Ma'amin, the truth will come out, that Tzadikim, they will get the Schar Olam Habo. V'yeinovel, what does that mean, Rashi says, Aplu Rishoyim, Mishalim Schar Tzedkosom B'olam Hazeh. Even the Rishoyim get paid back the reward for what they did good in this world. Then Tzadik V'yosheru, Rashi says, Hakoyim Matzdikim Aleim Es Dinoi. Everybody will agree to the din, to the judgment that Hashem does. V'kach Ro'u V'yoshel Hem. Everybody will agree we deserve it, and that's what we should get. Mipi Abriyos, the Yashiru of a royal advikun. Everybody will agree that people in this world, even the Rishoyim, the Goyim, will agree that the judgment of Hashem is Sadik the Yashiru. In the Sefer Koich Vayor, he wants to explain this pasuk that what does it mean that Kela Muna v'yein Ovel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kela Muna, everything he does is with Emuna, with faithfulness, v'yein Ovel, he has no iniquity. Question is, Pshita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any Ovel. Why does the pasuk have to say it? He explains like this: when it comes to judgment, for every chet a person does, there's different degrees how big the chet was. And upon the degree how bad it was, that's how much of a punishment you deserve. So every punishment you get really depends upon how great the aver was, which you need a very big scale, a perfect scale to weigh out to make sure you don't get too much punishment or too less. So the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Yedei Olamos, he can do this. That's what means Kela Mun V'yein Ovel. When Hashem gives the punishment, his scale is a perfect scale. He doesn't give a drop more or a drop less. And that's what Rashi brings down, that Losed Lovay, even Rishoyim, will be Matzdek Alei Mesadin. Losed Lovay, Rishoyim will realize what an Aver is. They'll realize how great it was. And they'll realize how great the Einish is, the punishment is. And they'll see that Mamash Kechut Hasara, for the exact amount of an Aver they did, that's the exact amount of a punishment they'll get back. That's called Kela Muna V'yein Ovel. The next pasuk, Shiches Loi Loi, that corruption is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather Bonov Mumam, it's the children that did it. Dor Ikesh Ufasaltan, it's a door that's crooked, a crooked door. They're not given back the right way they're supposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says, Hal Hashem Tigmu Zeis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they act like this. Am Novo V'loi Chochem. These are people that are not wise. Halo hu avicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Konechu hu oscha v'choinenecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that established us. And like Rashi says, v'loi chocha means you're not smart, means lohovin yasan alodas, to know what's going to come, what's going to be the future. Shiesh biyodur lehetiv lohora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to make it good if we do mitzvahs, and if not, to make it bad. And zechor yomai selam, look at what happened to the generations before. Ask your father, Zakenim, they'll tell you. So Rashi brings down two pshatim here. First of all, Zechor Yemoiseila means look back at history, what happened to the generations before, that their enoish, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu put upon them the Meokinus, and their Hamabo that it destroyed them. And second pshat, Rashi says, if you don't look back at the future, at the past, look at the future. It means Lahakel Habo, look at what's going to be. Shiesh biyodu lahitab lachem lahanchal lachem yemaisa mashiach v'olam habo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power for good to give us olam habo. And shalavicha means elav hanavim. Shenikro ovois. Shenai shenema b'eliyohu ovi ovi rechav Yisrael. And zekenecha elav hachamim. V'yoyim lucho harishoynos. And on this pasuk of shalavicha v'yagetcha zekenecha v'yoyim luch. Chazal dashen gemor in Shabbos that mikam will make a brocha. We could say on a brachas hamitzvah, we could say v'tzivonu, but there's pasuk shalav v'ichlat yisakenim, the rabbonim have a right to tell us to do mitzvahs. Therefore, we could do say v'tzivonu, as if to say we're commanded from the yovas of Ksus HaTorah to do these mitzvahs. Then it starts off v'hanchel elyon goyim b'afridu b'nei yodim. Like we said before, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, this is the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first separated Klai Yisroel from the rest of the nations. Yatzel gvul esamim lemispa b'nei Yisrael. And then, ki chelek Hashem amoy Yaakov chevel nachlosoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose us from all the other nations to give us the Torah. And then, yimtzeeyu b'eretz midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us through the desert. Uvesoyu yilel yishimon yisavivenu yivonenenu yitzrenu kishinenoy. All the chesed that Hashem did to us throughout the 40 years in the midbar to protect us. Kinesha Yorkino Yagozu Virachev, Hashem protected us. Yifresh Khinov Kahe Yisel Avrosai, Hashem Bodod Yantchenu Vienimoik El Kel Nechor. And like Rashi says, Hashem Bodod Yantchenu means Niagon Ba Midbor Bodod Oveta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us through the Midbor, we were for sure, we had no worries. None of the goyim could start up with us during the midbar. So it's all the chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to us. We have to remember what Hashem did. And then Yakiveiwa Bomisei Oretz Vayoychal Tenu Vaysodoi means we came into the Bomisei Oretz, the highlands. Rashi says Hashem Sheretz Yisrael is Gevoyim Mikol Arotzis. That after the midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us into Eretz Yisrael, which was the land of Vayoychal Tavuna to Nuvois Sodoi. Rashi says, Elu Peres Eretz Yisrael. They are good fruits in Eretz Yisrael. And then, Vayinakeyu Dvash Misela. We'll have honey coming out from the cellar, like Rashi brings down the story. Veshemen Mechalomish Etzur. And oil will come out from the rats. In other words, that Eretz Yisrael, the Peres that grow there are tremendous, very good. At the next Pasuk, Hemas Bokar. Then the Pasuk says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. We always have to be careful that when we have too much good, we just eat it, and Vayivot, we rebel against Hashem. Shomanto Oviso Kosiso. We became fat. Vayitosh Eloi Kai. We forgot our Kodesh Baruch Hu also that made us. Vayena Beltsu Yishu Osoi. And then, Yakniyuhu Bezorim Vasayevas Yachisu. Akla Yisrael did Chatoyim later on. And because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to throw us out of Eretz Yisrael. But we had to go into Golis because of this. But the Pasuk starts off, why is this? Because Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. We have to always be careful when we have too much Olam Hazeh, too much Hanah, too much enjoyment. Sometimes from the enjoyment we forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we aboy it, and we always think, Koichi V'yetzim Yodei, it all happened because of me. We forget Hashem, and we go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is like warning Klal Yisrael now. To realize, even though that Hashem is going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and everything is going to be kol tov, everything is going to be good there. But you have to use out the toiv, the good, to be oved Hashem. To realize, like we spoke about the Pashim before, and Kisava, the Nino Bikurim, to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be makir toiv, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more toiv we'll have. But if we just take all the good for ourselves and forget about Hashem, from that will come to be golus, will be destroyed, go out of Eretz Yisrael. And I once heard over from Ramosha Feinstein Shlita, he once said over, like, this door, our generation today, if you look back to all the history of Klal Yisrael, they come out, there wasn't another generation that it was so easy to sit and learn Torah. Come out, having it here, perhaps here in America, we have no problems from the government, people can afford it, they have panosa, you have everything you need, you have all the luxuries of life. Mama should sit down to learn now for Yeshiva Bacha, for people in Kailul. It's very easy to learn. Whereas in the Duras before, it was always hard. The government, they had poverty then. It was very hard to sit and learn then. So he asked, how come from the generations before, we see many Gedolim, great Gedolim came out? Mashenkin, now in our Dora, we don't find so many great Gedolim coming out. Like, how come? If it's so much easier to learn today, how come we don't have more Gedolim, greater Gedolim than the Dora before? And they wanted to say that the pshat is because there's too much olam hazeh. We have too much enjoyment from this world. Like the American slogan is, enjoy life. Everything is just enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. And if you have too much enjoyment, it takes you away from learning. And all this will stop the yeshiva bachur from learning, to steigen us in learning. So that's what these psukim are telling us now. We have to be careful, even though in Eretz Yisrael it's a very good time, everything will be good there. But you have to only take it, amanas, to do avodas Hashem. And not to take it to yourself, to take you away from doing the mitzvahs. And say there, pasuk after pasuk, that's what this Hazinu is talking about now, to tell in Klal Yisrael that if you're going to do bad, if you're going to do the Averis, it's just going to have punishment because of that. And at the end, the pasuk Lamateset says that, Ru, you should see, Ato now, Ki Ani Ani Hu, like I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'en Elokimi Modi, there's nobody else with me, Ani Omus, I am the one to kill va'achiyeh, and I am the one to keep alive. Mochatzti, I like strike, vani erpa, and I heal. V'yein miyodi matzil, nobody could save us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi brings down, ruato means that havinu min ha'pronius, we should realize and understand from all the punishment, Shevi Aleichem, that Vein Lachem Moshia, there's nobody to protect us. Nobody can protect you, nobody can stop me. Everything is in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Then at the end, after Shvi, after Moshe finished writing the Shira, it says, V'yachal Moshe l'davris kol advor me'la kol Yisrael. V'yomer aleihem, Moshe said to them, Simu levavchem, put your hearts to this. L'chol advorim asher anoichi me'ed b'chem hayom, to everything that I am testifying to you today. Asher titzavam es b'nechem lishmo lasers as kol divya Torah zois. You should listen to this Torah. Ki loy dovar reiku mikem. There's nothing in vain here. But rather, this is your life. Uva'adover hazeh ta'arichu yomim. And with this thing, you'll have a long life. Al adom on the land. Asher atem oivrim. Yasayad in shom l'rishka. All right, turn over. So Rashi explains that the Pasuk says, V'yomer aleihem simu levavchem l'chol advorim. You should put your hearts to all these words. Means that when you go to learn Torah, you have to put your heart, all your mind into it. Rashi says, "Sarachodim shiu eino v'liboy v'ozna mechavonim l'divrei Torah." You have to have your eyes, your heart, your ears, everything listening to learn Torah. Can't just let it go in one ear. You have to put all the concentration you have into learning Torah to realize that Torah needs sarachian. Then it says, "Kiloy dover reiku mechem." There's nothing empty here. The Chazal Dashin, that any word in Torah, there's plenty drushes to it. It's just as important as another word in the Torah. There's nothing empty in the Torah. Everything has the same much Kedusha. Rashi learns Pshat here, that Loi Lechina Mati Migeinbo. Don't think you're working the Torah, you're Yegeya, you're working hard for nothing. Rather, Ki Har Beis Char Toli Bo. You should know you can have a lot of reward from learning Torah. And Ki Hu Chayechem, because this is your life. Learning Torah is going to keep you alive. And really, like the Chofetz Chaim explains, we say, Amal, when you finish learning, that we say, Moedim an alfanechom, that Heima Melim Vionu Amelim. Heima Melim Mekavlim Schar Vion. Heima Melim Vion Mekavlim Schar Vionu Amelim Mekavlim Schar. We talk about that the people that don't learn Torah, they just go to work, they labor, they work hard, and they don't receive reward for it. And we work hard and we do receive reward for it. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, what do you mean, hey ma melim, v'yei mekalim schar? What do you mean they work hard and they don't receive reward? They also receive reward. If a person builds a chair, he receives reward, so sell it, he gets money for it. If you build something, you make something, whatever you work and make, you can sell, you get money for it. So what's the lashon of, hey ma melim, they work, v'yei mekalim schar, they don't receive reward? And he said like this, that for the amelus, for the working alone, they don't receive. But let's say he goes to make a chair, and he doesn't come out, the chair flops. The chair is not a good chair. He gets nothing from it. All the work and effort he put into it, if it doesn't come out to be a good chair, it's not worth anything. Mashen came by learning Torah, it's not that way. For any little yigiyah, any time you put into learning, even though you didn't come out with the right shot, you ask questions, you thought you knew it, you tried to learn, you tried to understand, and at the end of the hour, at the end of the shiur, it didn't come out, you still didn't understand it. But as long as you work, you tried for the amelis, for the time, for the effort you put into learning, for that alone we receive reward, even if nothing comes out of it. That's called Lodava Reiku Mikem. There's nothing empty in learning Torah. No matter how much time and effort you put into it, even if you didn't come out with anything, still for the yigiyah that you put into learning Torah, you get tremendous amount of reward. Then the Pasuk after Maftis says, Yedabru Hashem Moshe b'etzem ha'yom hazeh le'emur. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe b'etzem ha'yom hazeh, in this day itself. So Rashi brings down, what does it mean, b'etzem ha'yom hazeh? Rashi says, b'shloshim mekoymus nemar b'etzem ha'yom hazeh. In three different places in the Torah it says the word b'etzem ha'yom hazeh. Nemar b'noyach, b'noyach it says b'etzem ha'yom hazeh. B'noyach, b'noyach came into the teva. And Rashi explains that the Fishoya b'nei Doru Yomim b'kach v'kach imonu magishim boy enonu manichim mois l'konos v'teva. The whole generation said, Noyach, if we see the marble really coming down, we'll even stop you from going into the teva. V'lo yod, no, we'll take it away and we'll take our hatches and break down the teva. Sakorosh Baruch Hu said, harei ne machnisa b'chatzei yom. I'll let you Noach go into the Teva in the middle of the day. Whoever thinks he could stop you, let me see him come stop you. That's why it says that Noach went into the Teva b'yetzem yom hazeh. Secondly, Rashi says the Mitzrayim nema b'yetzem yom hazeh hoitzi Hashem. B'yetzem in the middle of this day, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Rashi explains lefi shoyim Mitzrayim oimrim v'kach v'kach. If we see you going out of Mitzrayim, we'll stop you. We'll take our swords and go to kill you. That's what the Mitzrayim said. I'll take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in half of the day. Whoever thinks he can stop us, let's see. So Rashi explains that Av Khan, same thing here, b'misos al shemoisha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was telling Moshe to go up to the Har, Ho'evorim, and over there, Alei al Har, Ho'evorim Azel, Har Nevoi, Asher Beretz Moiv, that this is the place where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be nice. So Rashi says, Av Khan, b'misos al shemoisha, nema b'yetzim yoyim azeh, in the middle of the day. If he show you, Yisrael Oimrim, Klai Yisrael was saying, v'kach, v'kach, Emonu Magishim Boy, if we're going to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, is Ein Onu Manichinoi say, we are not going to let him die. We're going to say, Odom Shoytiyonu Mitzrayim, the person that took us out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Koralonu Esayom, he split the Yamsuf. Koirid Lonu Esamon, B'schus him, he had the Mon. Vegas Lonu Esashlov, he brought the Shlov. Velu Lonu Esaber, he brought the water. V'nosan Lonu Esatera. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave us the Torah. As Klal Yisrael said, "Ein onu manichinoi," so we're not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu go. As Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Hareinu machnise b'chatzir yoyim," I'm going to take him away from you, mamish, in the middle of the day. This is the lashon of a sifri. So Rabbi Chaim Shalevit Tzal used to ask, like, what's the pshat here? Pishleima by Noach and by Mitzrayim, the Dora said, we're going to stop you physically. Noach, we're going to break down your teva. We're not going to let you go in. The Mitzrayim said to Klai Yisrael, we'll kill you. We're not going to let you go out of Mitzrayim. We'll stop you physically from going out. But here, if Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, what can Klai Yisrael do to stop Moshe Rabbeinu from dying? What's the pshat in the Sifri that says that Klai Yisrael said, if we'll see Moshe Rabbeinu about to die, we'll stop him. We're not going to let you go. How does Klai Yisrael have this koyach? So from here, Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz learned out that the pshat is that the more a person is needed in this world, the more people need you, that's a schus to live. And if Klai Yisrael said, we need you so much, we are makir, we realize what you did for us, we can't let you go, we need you to continue Klai Yisrael, that's a Metzias, Klai Yisrael needs you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a Metzias, that's a Teva, that Moshe can't leave the world. That's also going to keep Moshe Rabbeinu in the world. Now, Akdekach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, that B'etzim Ayoyim Mizah, I'm going to do an ace. I'm going to do something shlola fi teva. According to teva, if Klai Yisrael needs you, if you're needed in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take you away. But unless it happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu mamish, v'yetzem ayayim ezeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu away, v'derech anes. And this is the way Reb Chaim used to be masbil the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Kuf Aleph said that Tana Rabbonin, ki shechola Reb Lezer got sick, is nichnesu arbo zekein levakroi. Four zekein is four talmidim came to be mevakach chola. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Is nena Rabbi Tarfon. First Rabbi Tarfon said, "V'yomar toivato liyisrael mitipa shagashamim." You should know you are Rabbi Elazar. You're better for the world than the rain. Shetipa shagasham b'olam hazeh. The rain comes down to keep this world in existence. For Rabbi b'olam hazeh v'olam habo. You give us a derech. You teach us how to go through this life and the olam habo. Then the Rabbi Yeshua said, "V'yomar toivato liyisrael yoisim migal gochama." You're better for this world. You're better for Klai Yisrael more than the sun. Shagil gochama v'olam hazeh. Rabbi v'olam hazeh v'olam habo. The sun only helps this world, but you help us in both worlds. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, "V'yomar toivato liyisrael yoisim miyavayim." You're better to Klai Yisrael more than a father and a mother. Sha'avein b'olam hazeh, the father and the mother brought them into this world. Rebbe b'olam hazeh u'b'olam habo. So B'chaim asked, like, how come the Talmidim is very nice? How come they had to give the Shvach, this praise to the Rebbe, right now b'shas he was sick? Like it says, he was very sick, he was a mechayla. So who would come to him like a mechayla? They should daven to Hashem to save him. What's that? How come Punkte came to give the Shvach of his praises about the Rebbe? How is that going to make the Rebbe get healed, get better? And they learned the pshat is these Shvachim was really a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please heal our Rebbe. You can't take our Rebbe Reb Lez away from us. We need him. And the more you need somebody, the more the world needs you. That's a tefillah to Hashem, that Hashem should keep him here and not take him away. Now, really, also in the pasuk before that, we said at the end of the shir, it says, "V'yomer aleihem simu luvavchem." You should put your heart lechol hadvar masher anochi made b'chem ayoyim. So all these things that I said, edus that I told you about today, like we said before, that the pesukim before in Vayelech talk about this pasha hazinu, this shira, that this really is the ikur of the whole Torah. This is the ikur of kol Torah kula. That's why, like we said before, when the Torah gives the mitzvah to write the whole sefer Torah, it says kisvu lechem es hashira hazois. You should write down this shira, the shira of hazinu, that it should be befiyim in our mouths. We should be ruggled to learn it. And the pshat is that the shira teaches us the whole yisoid of hashgach of this world, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And every single thing that happens on this world is only because Hashem wants it, and it all depends upon how Klal Yisrael does the mitzvahs. If we do the mitzvahs, it'll be good. And if we don't do the mitzvahs, it'll be bad. And if chas v'sholom things bad happen, we can't be angry at Hashem and have tainus on Hashem, but be mekablet and realize there's a reason why it's happening. And it's only for our good. And at the end of the Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu says again, you should know that ki lo yedaber reiku michem ki hu chayechem. That I'm telling you right now to think into this, that our life is totally in the limit of the Torah. And the pasuk says, "V'yomer leihem simu levavchem." Put your heart, like Chazal always says, "Rachmona liba boy." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to do mitzvahs with his heart, not just to do them because we're taught to, we're rogel bekach, but Rachmona liba boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart. Simu levavchem. Put your heart to do the mitzvahs, to realize that this is Chayenu, this is our life, and this is what's going to keep us going. And like it says here by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end, Klai Yisroel realized that we needed Moshe Rabbeinu to keep the Ruchnias, to keep us being Mekayim the Torah. For that, Moshe can't go, because that's the Chayim, and that's the Chayim of the whole world. In other words, the world needed Moshe Rabbeinu. And we once spoke out that the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was called the Neshama of whole Klai Yisroel. There were first three of us. The Yovis had a Madrega, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were Yechidim. They were private, the person of Avram, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were Milas of Ovis. Nobody else came to their Milas, as Yechidim. Hashenke, Moshe Rabbeinu had a different Mila. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one that brought down Torah from Shemayim to Klal Yisrael. He was the one that was Miyachad, the whole Klal Yisrael. His Avoid of his whole life was a servant to the whole Klal Yisrael. He was like the Neshama that was Kehilah called Klal Yisrael. Like we're seeing here, Mamish, the last day of his life, Zayin Adar, how much he did in one day. Which is Mamish, only through Nisim. That we have, we said before, he wrote down the Pasha of Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, the Pasha of Vayelech, the Pasha of Hazinu, the Pasha of Vesav Rochem. All this he was going, Mamish, to tell Klai Yisrael Musar, his last day of the life, to be careful to Rekai and to keep the Torah. Who Adin, we had the Medrash before, said that he wrote 13 different Sifrei Torah, his last day of his life. What was the purpose? To give it to Klal Yisrael, every person, and it was master them. He told every single person exactly the mitzvahs. What's Nageya to the men, he told the men. What's Nageya to the ladies, he told the ladies. His Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole life, was the tachlis was for Klal Yisrael, to keep Klal Yisrael alive. And when he left now, he was given over the Yisoid of the Chiyas of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. And that's why his last things he did was he wrote 13 different Sefer Torahs to give out to every single Shevet a different Sefer Torah. And Simu B'Vavchem, to put your heart to really understand that this is our Chayim. Maisa now is standing before Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah, we know the Gemara says that Gimel Svarim Niftochim. And Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up three Svarim. He has the Sefer Shal Tzadikim, that he writes right away L'chaim Tovim. He has the Sefer Shal Rishoyim, that has Zoych Rachamonis Tamisa. Then he has the Sefer Shal Beinanim. And the Beinanim are Tluim V'yoimdim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If we do Tshuva, we'll be Zoycher. If not, not. Exactly what the Gemara means by Shlesha Svarim Niftochu is a big Machloikis Rishoyim. Some Rishoyim learn that it means Bedin. In other words, the question is that we see a lot of Tzadikim that they die throughout the year. We see a lot of Rishoyim that live throughout the year. So the question is, how could the Gemara say that Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the Rishoyim for Gzad Din Lamisa right away, and the Tzadikim get a Gzad Din to live throughout that year? We see not like that. So the Ramban learns that the Gemara means to say Bedin. In other words, it's the Midah of Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And our judgment, even though you're a tzaddik, you have more mitzvahs, but it could be mitzvah judgment. Now is the time this year you have to go. This is the time that you have to have your misa. For this judgment, you're not called a tzaddik, you're called a rasha. Shem has his ways why he does it. Even though it could be maybe the guy's a rasha, still Bedin, this year Hashem still wants you to live. He has a reason why he wants you to live through this year. So Bedin, right now, you're called like a tzaddik this year, and that's why you're zeich to be written down with the Sefer HaChaim on Rosh Hashanah. And then you have the Beinanim that are not zicha one way or the other way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us 10 days that we're waiting period to do tshuva. If we do tshuva, we'll be zeicha for chayim. And if not, not. Other first from a little bit differently, Taisa is mashma that these gimel svarim is le'olam habo. That's the way the Guru also learns like that. That in Rosh Hashanah, really, for the din of olam hazeh, there's no ksiva at all in Rosh Hashanah. He writes, there's no ksiva. That the three svarim are opened up in Rosh Hashanah, that's written down in Rosh Hashanah, he learns that's only the din le'olam habo. Hashem gives us a judgment right now. Are you a ben olam habo? Are you zeichet to olam habo or not? So tzaddikim are written down right now, the zeichet le'olam habo. Rishoyim are written down, they're not zeichet le'olam habo. That's what's written down in Rosh Hashanah. But the actual judgment of the person, if you live through this year or not, the ksiv does not join Rosh Hashanah. That's the way Taisus and the Gro learns. And that's why the Gro takeheld lalochom that in Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't say l'shona toivot hikosei v'sei chosein. You shouldn't say the word v'sei chosein. Because he learned that on this world, b'olam hazeh, there's no chasin at all on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is only written down and judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the chasim for everybody is on Yom Kippur. Is that what the Gemara says, that a tzaddik is nechtam on Rosh Hashanah? That means whether he's zeichel l'olam habo or not. But for the din, if you live through this world or not, if you live through this year or not, there the ksiva Hashem only judges you, writes down in Rosh Hashanah, but the ksiva for everybody is on Yom Kippur. And according to the Gro, it's a little answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, that the Pnei Yeshua asks, that why on Rosh Hashanah are three svarim open? Like, why does Hashem have to open up the Sefer Shel Beinanim? As the Beinanim portion, it says that Tluyim V'Yomdim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If they do tshuva, then they'll be zeicher. If not, not. But everything for Beinoni is telling Yom Kippur. So why does Hashem open up his sefer in Rosh Hashanah? Like he says, Bishleim with the tzaddikim, Hashem signs down right now in Rosh Hashanah, they'll be zeicher l'chayim. Rishoyim are signed down right now on Rosh Hashanah, they'll be zeicher l'misa. So Beinonim, though, since they're not signed down on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, why b'chlal does Hashem open it up? So, according to the Gro, it's very good. That really what the Gemara says, that nechtam, that goes on din of olam habo. Mashenken, the din of olam hazeh nechnami, doesn't have the lashon of Gemara, the three svarim are opened up, but after Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, judges everybody equally, what will be zeicha for. But the chsima, when is the chsima, when is Hashem sign anything? The chsima is only done on Yom Kippur for everybody. But the union of the three svarim opened up, that doesn't have to do with the din of olam hazeh, or the din of olam habo. But according to the other pshat, according to Ramban's pshat, that even for the din of olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs it for the tzaddikim of Rosh Hashanah and for the rishayim of Rosh Hashanah. So then when the Gemara says, gimel svarim, three svarim opened up, it goes mamish for the din of olam hazeh, so then the Chur, you have the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, why does Hashem have to open up the gzar din, the din of the Beinanim? Which on this, I once spoke out of Chaim Shulevitz, learns, said over from his Rebbe, that the pshat is by a Beinani, he also has the Gzad Din in Rosh Hashanah. And even a Beinani, Rachman Lestan, has the Gzad Din Lamisa. Like his Rebbe used to ask, it says in Lashon Gemara that Beinanim are Tluyim V'Yomdim Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. They're hanging and they're standing for Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. So his Rebbe used to ask, Tluyim means the hanging. If a person is hanging, how could it be Yomdim you're standing? And if a person is an Yomdim standing, how could you be hanging? You can't do both at the same time. And as Rebbe used to learn that the pshat is that really a person is hanging. On Rosh Hashanah they put Rachman Aslan like a rope around your neck. Just they put a stool underneath your feet, you're also standing. They give you a chance to do tshuva. If you do tshuva during the Aser Shemay tshuva, they cut the rope. And if not, the other way. So he said as Rebbe used to learn that the pshat is there is a gzar din on Rosh Hashanah, even for Beinonim. And as a Tzad Hara, just you have the power, the Kerech of these 10 days to do tshuva, you could rip the rope. But I call upon him, there is a din on Rosh Hashanah for Chaim, for Bizeicha for Chaim, and exactly what Chaim means, we spoke about, is about the Tzvilah, that we say, Zachreinu l'chaim, l'mancho l'kim chaim. We're asking Hashem for life, to live in order to do the way Hashem wants us to live. We want to have chaim to do mitzvahs, like we just got from the saying at the end of this Pasha Vazinu, that Tihu chayechem, that the Torah is our chaim. What does that mean? Yerav kamot alikhi, tizah katal, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Torah to go into us like water, like dew. There's the water, the Torah is what makes us grow. Our chaim should be a chaim shel Torah. We're asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah to give us life. L'man chulakim chaim. We want to be able to learn Torah to do the mitzvahs. We want to have a life that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should like. That's the chayim we're asking for in Rosh Hashanah. The melo simu b'vavchem. You have to put it to our heart to realize what the real chayim is. Now this Shabbos is also called Shabbos Shuva, and we say for the Haftarah we say Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. The Navi starts off to tell Klai Yisrael do Shuva. Shuva doesn't say Shuva, but rather Shuva return. Like we always say, when you do an Avera, it puts you away from Hashem. It's Merachit that makes you a Richot, far away from Hashem. First thing you have to do is, Shuvah Yisrael, come back to Hashem. And how far back? Ad Hashem Lekecha. And it says, Ki Koshalta Babanecha, because you did Averis. Because the Averis you were thrown away, now it says Shuvah Yisrael. And then it says a second time, the next Pasuk, Chui Mochem Dvorim, take with you Dvorim, Vishuvu El Hashem. And the second time it says, return to Hashem. But the question is, why does it say like two times? It starts off saying, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. Then it says a second time, Chui Machem Devarim V'Shuva El Hashem. So the Malbim learns that the Pshat is, there are two types of Shuvas. The first Shuva is Machmas Yira. You did an Avera, you're afraid you'll get a punishment, so you do Shuva. That's the Rashis. The beginning is to have Yiras Hashem. Machmas Yira, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. Why? Because you did Averis. And like we just learned, though, Pasha Vazinu, the Pasha before of the Klalis, that if you do Averis, you get an Einish for it. So if you're afraid of the Einish, you're afraid of the punishment, you have Yira Shemayim, that's the first Shuva Yisrael. Come back, repent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it says, if you do Shuva once, if you become close a little bit to Hashem, if you stop doing the Averis, that a second time, Chui Mochim Devorim. That means take in Yonim that you want to talk about, the Schus HaTorah, Ma'isim Tovim, the Shuvu El Hashem, and return to Hashem a second time. The Malbim learns that means HaTshuva Me'Yava. It means you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like after you take away the Averis, you do Shuvu Me'Yira, you take away the Ra, now you start to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more close you are, the more Ava, the more love you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Boshe Kruim Mochim Dvorim, take Dvorim, what does Dvorim mean? Take the Torah. That through now, when you did Shuvah once, you came close to Hashem, start to learn Torah. The Shuvah El Hashem, and through learning Torah, will only bring you back closer to Hashem. Will make you now do Shuvah Me'Yava, Machmas, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, we said every day in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day, that the Bracha of Shuvah was Haroitzeh B'Sheshuvah. How do we start off? We say like this. The first thing we say is, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Asecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father, please bring us back to the Torah. Then we say, V'karveinu ma'kein lo avodasecha. V'mekarev us, make us close our King to do your avodah. And then we say, V'achaziveinu b'shuva shleima v'necha. Hashem, bring us back to shuva shleima. Shuva shleima means 100% shuva, which is that shuva me'yava. That shuva me'yava, the Gemara says, it changes over our veris, not only into shkodos, but into schuyas. That the Averis we did now changed over and become a schus for us. We receive reward for the Averis that we once did. If you do tshuva me'yava, it changes over the Averis into schuyas. Now how do we get to do tshuva shleima? That's only like it starts off, hashiveinu avinu l'sar asecha. The first thing we have to do is come back to the Torah. We have to start to learn Torah. Then through learning Torah, that's during the avoida. That's korveinu makein l'avoida secha. Like it's lumar damanas lasos. We learn the Torah in order to know how to do the mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs, to do avoidas Hashem. And when we do the avoidas, then it's possible to come back like a second time. Then we can be zoicha to do tshuva shleima. Which tshuva shleima means, me'ava, from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with avas Hashem, we'll mamash change over the averis we did into schuyas. That's our right to the teshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do teshuva. Like we always say, Hashem doesn't want the mois hameis, the mois harasha. Hashem doesn't want us to die. But we say, Klo yechbat the mois hameis, ki in the teshuvah, Hashem wants us to do teshuva. So that's what the Novi is also saying here. That teshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lakecha. Rashi's call is we have to stop doing the averis to do teshuva, come back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because shalta b'avadecha, because we did averis means it makes a mishal. It takes us away from Hashem. Could be not only from the yiras Hashem, it means because of the einish, the punishment we'll get, but in the mitzias, it means because shalta b'avadecha means the averis we did took us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing is teshuva, come back and stop doing the averis in order to take away the mishal that we have. And then, chui mochim devorim, take with you the Torah, the doing the mitzvahs, doing the meyava, the shuvah al Hashem, and then you'll be able to do shuvah a second time, meyava, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dovek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's like we said at the beginning of this parasha of Hazinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Shemayim, Hazinu HaShemayim v'yada beiro, v'sishmar etzim refi. And Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Shemayim, Chazal say, because Moshe Rabbeinu was close to the Shemayim. As Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one that was Meirit Torah to Klai Yisrael. He brought down the Torah from Shemayim to Klai Yisrael. He was Miyachid, he put together the Shemayim Voretz. In other words, Moshe, even though he lived on this world, he was Dovik in Shemayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Shemayim Voretz. And that's by Avas Hashem, coming to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also by being Dovik in Shemayim. And like another pshat, the Sifri says, and Hazinu HaShemayim, that Tanya, Lo Mohayid Moshe B'Yisrael as HaShemayim V'Soretz. How come Moshe Rabbeinu warned Klai Yisrael with the Shemayim V'Soretz? He's Omer Lehem. Moshe told them, Histaklu B'Shemayim V'Soretz. Look at the Shemayim and the Soretz. Shafa Pishle Nasu Ler Lischava Lehefsid. They don't get reward if they do mitzvahs. They don't lose if not. Still, a Mishan and Esmidosim. They don't change from that Teva. The sun always comes up. The ground always gives off its produce. Is Atem, you Klai Yisrael, Shem Zechisem Atem Mekavim Schar. If you Zeicha, you receive a lot of reward. V'yim Chatosem Atem Mekavim Peronius. And if you do Averis, you'll receive punishment. Is Zeinu Din Shlo Tishtano Es Midaschem. Isn't it for sure you should not change your Teva? In other words, the Teva of a Jew, the Atmish of the Jew is to do mitzvahs, is to be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what our Neshama is. Our Neshama is, like the Rebbeinu Bachaya started off, that the Neshama comes from HaShemayim, our goof comes from Oretz, but our Neshama wants to do Toiv, wants to do mitzvahs, because it came from Shemayim. That's where it started out from. That's the Teva of a person. So the Moshe Rabbeinu was warning us that your Teva is to do Toiv, look at the Shemayim of Oretz. They never change, they never go the opposite the way they're supposed to. Yizuah din Klai Yisrael, but yes, we have tremendously gained. If we do the mitzvahs, we do the way we're supposed to do it, we'll have a tremendous schar from it. So lachas kama v'kama, we have to keep on doing the mitzvahs the way we are supposed to. All right, we'll stop here.